you didn't think that, you were surprised. You'd say, why, you had know that, you. Yeah, like to know something, you know, say he to know that.
You ought to know that?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean. Now, if it's the just the opposite of that, you say, why he to do that? He had, would you, if you, the opposite of ought to, would you say oughtn't or ought not? Probably.
You ought not.
Okay. And if the if someone says, will you do that? You'd say, no, I
will not.
Or I won't. No, I.
No, I won't. I guess
yeah,
that's what
right.
I'd say.
And if someone, if you're driving your car and it broke down and one of your neighbors just drove right by and didn't stop, and you might, when you see him later, you say, you have helped me, you.
I wouldn't say anything. I just try to forget it.
Okay, I'll say about something like, you might have helped me.
Sure, I've had that to happen.
Well, how about might have? Would that be the expression?
Well, you could have helped me.
Yeah, you could have helped me. And if someone says, could you do that? And you say, well, I
could.
You're not really certain. You say, well,
I might.
All right. Would you ever say might could?
No.
Do you remember your parents or your grandparents or older people ever saying mout?
No.
I mout. He mout could do it.
No.
That isn't used around here. Well, this would be a good place. We've got some things about animals and birds and, you know, little animals and things and different kinds of.
Talking about animals, little deer got in that field right there today and couldn't get out.
Is that right? Where? Right over here?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of deer?
Oh, yeah, I can see them nearly every day.
Uh-huh.
Dogs went right through there running one. I seen the dogs and deer.
Uh-huh. Is that so?